The Braves, of course, dropping the season opener to State College last week up at State College, looking to rebound here against the Shamokin High Indians. After this match at, I think it's 11:30, the Braves will wrestle the Wildcats of Central Mountain, and then at 1 o'clock they will take on the Williamsport Millionaires, and both of those two teams are just as tough as nails. Shamokin with a couple of holes, much like the Braves. These two teams probably match up as well as Shikellamy will with the other two. Williamsport with a number of state-ranked, regional-ranked wrestlers, as does Central Mountain. So both of those programs just going very strong. So right, as I told you right now, we will be having the Shamokin Indians and the Shikellamy Braves will be right in front of us, and then across the way will be Central Mountain and Williamsport. That should be a very good match as well. Junior High will be in action. Try and keep an eye on that as much as we can. It's got a full day of wrestling here at the Lockup Gymnasium. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming gives students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A-Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
Welcome back to the Lockup Gymnasium. Shikellamy with an early morning match. We'll see how these guys perform on a morning where they probably rather be in bed, but I'm in the app message group, so I know Coach Solomon has them working out early Saturday morning, so not so much during the wrestling season they sleep in, but, you know, probably in the summer. Going to start here at about 10 o'clock with the Braves and the Shamokin High School Indians. Team's getting warmed up right now. Other match over on the other side of the gym, the Central Mountain Wildcats and the Millionaires of Warrior Run. The junior highs will be going at it here. So the Braves junior high will be just off to our right taking on Shamokin. And again, we'll try and keep up to date on that. A little tougher because I'm at the other end of the scoring table from those folks. So, but right now we are getting ready to take on the Shamokin High School Indians. Shamokin, much like the Braves, comes into this contest at 0-1, losing to the Bulldogs of Jersey Shore last week. They've been in two tournaments, however. They've been in the Clingerman tournament, and they were in the Central Cambria tournament down at Mount Aloysius College last week, whereas the Braves were just in the Cumberland Valley tournament and the State College tournament. So both teams still in the early stages of getting into this season. And I think that as the season goes along and the schedules that both of these teams keep, it's going to only improve them. Both teams are going to be a lot better after today, too. Shamokin Indians with a couple of kids in their lineup that have been there, but mostly they are dominated by a lot of sophomores, not a whole lot of upperclassmen. Wolfgang Pearson, I think, is the only senior in their lineup at 145 pounds, and he gets Cade Balestrini. The rest of them are all underclassmen, so a young class coming across Northumberland County to wrestle here this morning. Maximus Madden is a name that a lot of wrestling fans will recognize. Max has been wrestling for a number of years, a very quality wrestler. He will start off at 152 pounds, which is where we're going to start this morning. He'll be wrestling Colton Semkoe. So I don't have the records on the Shamokin kids. Track wrestling was incomplete as far as what they had, so rather than just guess, I just decided not to try and put them in. I do have the Braves records, and also we will have a double forfeit at 116 pounds as well as a single forfeit at 113. The good news, the Braves will have a 195-pounder. Logan Crick, a freshman, will be wrestling at 195 for the Braves. So the Braves still looking for a couple of little kids, 106 and 113. Now I understand when the weight allowance comes through at the beginning of the year, Damian Wolf may be dropping down to 113, so we will have somebody there. But we'll give you the final lineup as they come out, but take a real quick look at what I think is going to be happening here. We'll start at 152 with Colton Semkoe, a sophomore for the Braves, against Maximus Madden, a sophomore for the Indians. 160 pounds, Baron Emmerich, a senior for Shikellamy. He is 3-3. He'll take on sophomore Brian Long. 170 pounds, Gage Wolf. He is a 1-3 sophomore. Will receive a forfeit. At 182, Gage Ashton, a sophomore 0-1, will wrestle freshman Brock Nye. 195 pounds, Logan Crick, a freshman for the Braves. His first start ever. Micah Miller, his opponent. He is a junior. 220 pounds, ranked 10th in the state, Adam Young, junior 5-1, will take on Nate Yost, a sophomore. The big guys, Jake Reedy at 285 for the Braves, a senior at 1-3 against sophomore Garrett Kitchen. Double forfeit at 106. At 113, the Braves will forfeit to Reese Solomon, a sophomore. At 120 pounds, Damian Wolf, a senior for the Braves, will take on Wade Olliman, a sophomore. 126 will be Arthur Scoff, a sophomore, at 1-3 against junior Colin Baza. Caleb Yoder at 132 pounds, a sophomore for the Braves, will take on Tyler Wary. He likewise is a sophomore. 138 pounds, Draper Buck, a Brave senior, Brave junior, excuse me, will receive a forfeit. And Cade Balestrini, the Braves senior, state ranked 8 with a record of 5-1, will take on Wolfgang Pearson. So that's how right now things look. Of course, that is all due to change, each team weighing in extra wrestlers, mostly in the middle, unfortunately not at the lower weights, but so there could be some shuffling around, but that's kind of how I see things going right now because of the information I received from our friends at Track Wrestling. Well, the mats are full. Wrestlers warming up, getting ready to go. Lots of nervous energy out there as we prepare for the first Shikellamy quad meet here at the Lockup Fieldhouse, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app on
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat & Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat & Glow products.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Welcome back to the Lockup Gymnasium. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling just about ready to get underway here. The Shamokin Indians and the Shikellamy Braves will tangle here in the beautiful new Shikellamy mat. I shouldn't say new, they had it last year. With the big Brave in the middle. Great job done by the folks out at Reslite. Just an absolute piece of artwork. A couple other things like the Thank Shikellamy Athletic Director Tim Four doing a great job of putting this together. This is not easy. Looks easy. Once you get here, it looks easy. I can tell you it's not. Four mats down here in the main gymnasium. Mats over in the old gymnasium. We got to get referees lined up. You got to make sure you've got scorers lined up. It isn't just a dual meet times four, it's probably a dual meet times 20, the amount of organization it takes to do this. And I know the kids like it because they don't have to weigh in four times. They only have to, or three times, they cut out some of those weigh-ins. I myself, I like this format, but I also like that Saturday night under the lights kind of format. One other big change here, and it's a movement that's afoot. Maybe not under in Pennsylvania, but certainly across the rest of the nation. There are at least six young ladies, probably more. I will know later because I asked them to get together for a picture. Shikellamy with three. I thought I saw three from Williamsport, maybe two from Central Mountain, maybe more. So there we're already up to eight. I don't know about Shamokin. But the sports for the girls as well. Article in Penn Live yesterday talking about what needs to be done to adopt the sport in Pennsylvania for the young ladies. Right now, not on the docket, certainly needs to be. Dr. Lombardi called it the chicken and the egg. Do you start the program and hope the girls come out, or do you wait until the girls come out and start the program? I say you start the program, the girls will come out. This is very much a similar situation to what the area was in back in the 90s with girls soccer. There were each team had four or five girls. They didn't get to play much, maybe played on the JV. They adopted teams, and all of a sudden, we've got state champions in the area, and they're female. So I think it's time. Be interesting to see how they do here against the boys. I know Gabby Bradigan for Shikellamy had a fall last week against State College, so that is a big change here as well. You know, it used to be you come in, the guys would be horsing around on a mat, checking their phones, doing this and that. Well, add over in the corner, the girls doing each other's hair, putting them up in braids, so they're going to be ready to wrestle. Well, not sure where things stand. People still milling around. We're supposed to be wrestling Tim Four over here. So I think we're going to be getting underway here very shortly. I'm guessing they'll be playing the national anthem. Again, lots of organization going on right now. The referees are at the scoring tables, giving the scoring tables their instructions. We've got a opening, we're a new season, fairly new season. So we've got to kind of review some of the rules, what they're going to be looking for, their hand signals, what they expect. And that's what a lot of them are doing right now at each of the four scoring tables here in the lock-off gym. Teams are starting to get together now. We see Shikellamy Junior High coach Mark Kersetter has his group gathered around, giving them some final instructions. Over here on the high school bench, Braves kind of milling around. They've been at this a little bit longer, probably need a little less instruction, or they listen a little less, I'm not sure. But they are certainly ready, warmed up, ready to go. As I said before, we'll be starting off at 152 pounds, and then for the next ensuing two dual meets, they'll index that up a weight, so they will start at 160 for Central Mountain, 170 against Williamsport. So, let's see what I can find out.
Do we know we start soon, or what's going on?
I don't know. Coach Four left the table, so I don't know what to say. He's going around. He's earning his athletic director's pay this morning, checking things out. Looks like, I'm going to say the scorekeepers are at every table. Referees are ready to go. We still have some warming up as we wait for the start of this duel. As I mentioned, the Braves losing last week up at State College. Looking through the rankings, I didn't see them ranked team-wise. I did see some of their individuals that were ranked up there. Team-wise here, there are actually no teams here that are ranked. Usually you see Central Mountain up in there, but they are not this year. We go through, I'll mention rankings, regional and state rankings for some of these guys. But, of course, Central Mountain always with a bunch of individuals in those rankings, either regional or state rankings, and Williamsport likewise. Which program that has really come on in the last couple years under Brian Nasdio. Coach Nasdio's son wrestling this year at 106 pounds, and he starts the season with a state ranking. So Coach Nasdio, who wrestled for Tommy Best back in the 80s, doing some good work up there. And they are starting to get the mats cleared and get the kids where they need to be. Now they're just, okay, they're announcing the high school and junior high matches here. So, well, like every youth sport I've ever been involved with, starting late, although not that late, so we're in pretty good shape here, I think, as far as starting times go. Just waiting to see if they're going to play the national anthem. They've got all the things set up for it. I think they probably will, but I also know that they didn't try it. And I know how that goes.
Where's the young lad?
He's up with me.
Suit him up.
Though not sure. Still discussing.
Sure.
Coach Ford discussing things with Coach Solomon. I call him Coach Ford. He's a basketball coach here at Shikellamy for many, many years. Had some really great programs. Decided to step aside so he would have a chance to watch his kids play sports. Took over the job as athletic director. So, while we wait to see what's going to happen here, because I thought we were going to be underway, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hey, everyone. Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable, accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
someone cares.
And we are back at the Lockhoff Gymnasium, and we are no further along than we were when we left. We're still waiting to see if they're going to play the national anthem and how we're going to get started. So I think we're getting closer. Of course, we can't get any farther away, I guess, but looks like we got the AV guy getting ready to punch up some buttons for us. It's all up to the house announcer, I guess. That's why he gets the big bucks. He controls everybody in here. Good crowd on hand today. Four schools represented, each school with both of their programs. JV Wrestling also going to be going along here. One of the changes this year in the state of Pennsylvania is that if you have a tournament, you used to only be able to take one wrestler per weight. You can now take as many per weight as you want. You just have to tell them which one's scoring. So to get the some of the JV kids some matches, and I think that's a great change. Get these kids as much wrestling as we possibly can. And today they'll, I know the coaches will try and get them matched up as much as they can. Of course, the PIAA rule says you're supposed to wait 45 minutes after the end of your last match. I've never met a wrestling coach that agrees with that rule. And most of them will do whatever they need to do to get them as many matches as they can. So now we will, we're going to get things underway, so we will step aside as we, for the national anthem. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Thank you.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Welcome back to the Lockup Gymnasium, and thank you for taking some time out of your holiday shopping schedule to spend some time with us here for Shikellamy Brave Wrestling. And all right, so everything has changed. First of all, they're coming here and introducing themselves to me, which I'm glad they do, so I know. But we're going to start at 152. Cade Balestrini going to bump up from 145 to wrestle Maximus Madden. Madden, probably the best team on the Shamokin team, so that's a matchup that Coach Solomon certainly wants to get for Balestrini here early in the season. Balestrini with a record of 5-1. Two wrestlers out on the mat, and we are underway. Hand fighting. Balestrini looking to set up that duck under. I'm guessing these two probably familiar with each other in a workout situation. Nice low single, a shot by Balestrini. Madden fights it off, goes to a front headlock. They come back to their feet. Now Madden collar tie. Balestrini bumps that off. Hand fighting. Balestrini keeping Madden on the defensive. Forehead to forehead. Looking for hand control. Balestrini trying to set up his duck under. Shoots to a far leg. Madden just about circles around on him. They come back to their feet neutral. Madden just a sophomore, but boy, is he put together. He tries a low single. Balestrini duck under, comes around to the rear, breaks into the mat. 2-point takedown for Cade Balestrini. He breaks out on top early, 2-0. Balestrini comes into this bout, ranked 8th in the state. Now working 2-on-1, he's got the collar tie on the right side. And that is the end of the first period. 2-0 lead for Cade Balestrini. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Balestrini will go down on the mat. Waiting to get the clock reset. Now the wrestler's in position. And they're back underway. Madden immediately heavy pressure on the upper body.
Rolls Balestrini back. Balestrini posts and turns, comes up on the leg. Elevates the left leg into the air. Madden whizzes. Balestrini limp arms out. Tries to step him through and trip him. Madden looking for the edge. Balestrini backs him into the middle. Madden with long legs. Balestrini steps through, trips him to the mat. Madden catches a whizzer on the way down. Ties up around the waist. Sitting at mat's edge. And they go off the edge of the mat. 1 point escape for Cade Balestrini. Very close to getting the reversal. So they'll start back on their feet. Lock up, break apart. Straight in shot by Madden. Balestrini catches them under hooks. They break apart on their feet again. Madden likes that collar tie, really trying to badger the head of Cade Balestrini. Balestrini trying to set up his favorite duck under. Arm throw attempt by Madden. Balestrini catches him, working close to the edge of the mat, and off the edge of the mat they go. That was a nice throw. Back in the center. As I said before, Madden just a sophomore, but with that kind of a move, he's been doing this for a while, you can tell. Balestrini on the attack as he has been the whole match. Looking for an ankle pick, but they go off the edge of the mat. Again, wrestlers on their feet, they lock up. Low ankle, shot by Balestrini, just took a wild shot in. Sits Madden on the mat, Madden hanging on. That is the end of the second period. The score 3-0 in favor of Cade Balestrini. That low ankle pick reminds me, we'd like to take a moment to remember an old Shikellamy wrestler and an old friend, Johnny Heintzelman. Johnny passed away last week, funeral on Wednesday morning. Sure gonna miss John. He was a great kid. And our thoughts go out to his parents, Boots and Robin. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Balestrini on top. He breaks Madden down. Working one-on-one in the right arm. Now comes across to the left arm. Has the left wrist. Steps out to the left side. Working hard to pull that arm out. Max Madden, a very good, accomplished wrestler, but he has really got into his shell here against the much more experienced Cade Balestrini. Has to worry less about the name on the lineup sheet. Open up a little bit. Balestrini working right side. Flattens Madden down to mat. And Madden going to be warned for stalling. Balestrini lets him come to his knees, trying to get a hold of something. Madden doing a good job of keeping his arms tucked underneath. Again, he's a big, strong kid. You're not just going to pull those tree trunks out from underneath there and do anything. Balestrini rolls Madden through, doesn't hold him long enough for any near fall points. Again, grapevines the left leg. Just really beating up on Max Madden right now. Warning for stalling on the bottom. 1 point for Balestrini. Elite 4-0. And that is the end of the match. Now Balestrini with a 4-0 lead gives the Braves an early 3-0 lead over the Shamokin Indians. And we will be back right after this. Listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event.
That's right, Mark. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limiteds are $6,500 off MSRP, and Grand Cherokee Altitudes are over $4,500 off.
And if you're looking for a Ram truck, we have 30 in stock with employee pricing discounts up to $12,000.
You don't have to be an employee to get Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event. Come into Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury today or call 570-988.
And we are back, 160 pounds. And I'm going to have a talk with Coach Pete Solomon. He's screwed up my lineup sheet big time already. Gage Wolf coming to the mat at 160 pounds. Wolf, a sophomore at 1-3. He'll take on Brian Long. Long, likewise, a sophomore. And Wolf with a quick takedown. Leads 2-0. Claw ride from the left side. Wolf sits, they go off the edge of the mat. Long sits, they go off the edge of the mat. Gage Wolf, a wrestler who started off the season last year on the DL after a knee injury, came on in the middle of the season and really showed improvement at the end of the season. He is best when he's on the attack, and that's what he's doing right now. Long sits, Wolf follows, breaks him down, Long up on all fours, sits back in. Wolf under the arm, stays in control. Long stands, posts the hands, escapes. 2-1 lead for Shikellamy's Gage Wolf. Back on their feet, locked up. Two 160-pounders really going at it here. Again, locked up, head-to-head. Wolf takes a swipe of the leg. Again, break apart. Wolf, high crotch outside, swing to the rear. Two-point takedown for Gage Wolf. Saw an opening in the defense of Brian Long and took it. Now working left side. That is the end of the first period. Gage Wolf of Shikellamy, a 4-1 lead over Shamokin's Brian Long. Long, just a sophomore. Pretty obvious. This is not his first outing either. He's got some experience, but right now Gage Wolf just doing what he wants. They start the second period. Referee's down position. Wolf on the bottom. He stands and turns. 1-point escape. Wolf leads 5-1. Wolf with a Russian hook on the right arm of Long. Can't do anything with it. Lets it go. They lock up head to head. Long again looks for a leg. Wolf sprawls, front headlock as they come to a rest on the mat, off the edge of the mat. In that tie-up, Long looks like he's trying to get out of it, setting up an ankle pick pretty nicely. Gage sees that. Back to the Russian hook for Gage Wolf. Long again, the swipe. Wolf snaps him down, locks in a cradle, breaks him to the mat, doesn't get around. Got to finish those. Had him in trouble. Wrestlers on the mat on their knees. Wolf on top with a front headlock and arm. Back to their feet. Inside top. They break apart. Again, locked up. Tie up, break apart. Wolf, oh, nice duck under double. Round to the rear. 2-point takedown for Gage Wolf. Almost a reset shot situation as he tied up on the head of Long. Long wanted out of that. He didn't like that. Power half on the left side by Wolf. Tried to finish out Long on his back. Not going to do it.
That is the end of the second period. Gage Wolf with a 7-1 lead. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Brian Long of Shamokin down on the mat. He's set. Wolf on top. And they're back underway. Granby roll attempt by Long. Wolf catches his leg, puts him on his back. 2-point near fall. You don't see Granby volt rolls very often anymore, but one of the things they tell you is you've got to get your hips and your legs clear or you're going to be put on your back, and that's exactly what happened to Brian Long. 9-1 lead for Gage Wolf. Collar tie. Now Grapevine's the right leg. Takes a far wrist. Trying to break Long down. Long, surprisingly strong underneath there. Doesn't look like Max Madden, but these guys have been in the weight room, you can tell. 2-on-1 on the left arm by Wolf. Steps to the left side. I don't know if there's too much left in the tank of Brian Long. Pulls the left arm out, tries to slap on a cradle. Long sits, Wolf steps across, locks in the leg. Wolf just grinding him down, forearm in the back of the head, smashes the face into the mat. That's not going to endear you to Brian Long's mother there, Gage. Keeps the forearm in there, keeps the face smashed into the mat. Has the leg in on the right side, 20 seconds to go. Well, I tell you what, he's chewed up Brian Long so much here that Long's mouthpiece is laying in the middle of the mat. Half Nelson on the right side. Long sits. Wolf comes back the opposite way. That is the end of the match. 9-1 major decision for Gage Wolf. Puts the Braves out by the score of 7-0. We are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back, and again, they change things around on us. Let's see here. Robert Harvey, let me look him up and see where he's at. Harvey is a sophomore. So Robert Harvey, sophomore for Shamokin. Baron Emmerich, a senior for the Braves. Emmerich putting that mullet back in action. Ties up on the head of Harvey. Emmerich, a tall, lanky wrestler, probably about a half head taller than Robert Harvey. Snaps down on the head. Oh, Harvey takes a leg. Emmerich, whizzers. Pulled down heavy on the head, forgot to protect his leg. Fights that whizzer off, circles to the rear, 2-point takedown for Baron Emmerich, and we got a stop in the action. What do we got? Blood somewhere? We have Emmerich with a bloody nose. Left nostril, to be exact. I'm told he's a bleeder. he's got thin veins. Yeah, Mike Elder right on the scene. Coaches Solomon and Bodish right there with their senior wrestler. Trainer Mike Elder. Mike's got to stand on his tiptoes to reach Baron's nostril. They got the blood stopped. Mopping off Robert Harvey. Cross away, it looks like Central Mountain really, well, no, that was a Williamsport win there. 15-0 Central Mountain, and now they're going to put up some points here for Williamsport, so we'll tell you what's going on there. Looks like the Braves Junior High on top of Shamokin, 12-0. Meanwhile, back underway with Emmerich and Harvey. Emmerich working right side. Breaks Harvey down one-on-one. Trying to get him over. And we've got more blood time. So he is a bleeder. Oh, he gave him two near fall?
Yes. Yep.
All right, that makes it 4-0. I didn't see that. So Baron Emmerich with 14 and a half seconds and a bloody nose leads 4-0. We have to spend some time. Oh, no, it's not Emmerich with a bloody nose. This time it's Brian Long. Brian Long, right nostril. Baron Emmerich, left nostril. Smoking coach Todd Hockenbrock over with his wrestler. Hockenbrock, who wrestled for Shamokin, is, I don't know how many years he's been coach over there. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He's been there a while. Still trying to get the mat clean. Referee not clean. The referee's just going to rub it in. Going to rub it into the res light. All right, we're ready to get back underway. 14 and a half seconds left to go. Emmerich restarting on top. Young up on all fours. Brings his left leg forward. Doesn't complete the move, and Emmerich throws on a near side cradle. Steps across. That is the end of the first period. Emmerich with a 4-0 lead. Somebody's got to go out there and tell that kid's son, you never put your nose to your knee with a long, lanky wrestler like Baron Emmerich. He's lucky he got out of that one. Second period wrestling. They'll start on their feet. Harvey right in on the leg of Emmerich. Emmerich again fighting him off with the Whizzer as he tries to work to the side. Looking to snake around. Harvey lifts the right leg of Emmerich in the air. Emmerich bounces on his left leg. Whizzers with his right hand. And very close to a stalemate situation because neither has improved their position. Harvey not able to get in underneath on Emmerich. Now Emmerich able to shift his weight and get his right leg back down on the mat. Harvey pressuring on the knee, and finally a stalemate. Wow, 55-second stalemate. Back on their feet. Duck under attempt by Emmerich. Harvey sprawls. Emmerich trying to work into a double. And they go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Wrestlers lock up. Double underhook by Emmerich. Now single underhook.
looks to step in, and leg lace goes to a near arm far leg to a single. Long with good hips, keeping himself out of trouble. Now Emmerich elevates a leg into the air, switches to a double, sits Harvey to the mat. 2-point takedown, Emmerich. Harvey hangs on to the head. Emmerich puts him to the mat, and he pins him. 3 minutes and 58 seconds of the second period. Emmerich with the fall. That'll give the Braves a 13-0 lead over Shamokin. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
182 pounds, Gage Ashton for the Braves, a sophomore. He is 0-1. Brock Nye, a freshman for the Shamokin Indians. And one thing that I kind of thought was obvious in addition to his name, Brock Nye is the son of Shamokin State champion Bobby Nye. He was a heavyweight champion back in the early 90s. Ashton with the leg coming back out on the opposite side, trying to pull his arm free. Nye hanging on. And Ashton goes right to a cradle as he puts Nye over onto his back, stacks him up with the cradle. Referee down, looking, counting, sliding around. He pins him. 53 seconds of the first period, the time of the fall for Gage Ashton. Ashton will increase the Braves' lead to 20-0, and we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
And we are back, 195 pounds. Logan Crick, a freshman for the Shikellamy Braves. Junior Micah Miller, and Miller with a takedown on Crick. Leads 2-0. Now looks for a far side cradle. Got it on. Wraps it up. Puts Crick over onto his back. Referee counting out near fall points. Crick pops the head. Comes through to his knees. Miller cross faces. 2-point near fall. 1-point escape. So after all that, should be 4-1. Logan Crick, just a freshman, not able to wrestle against State College because of the weigh-in plan. He was always planning on going to 195, but I think Coach Pete told me that the lowest he could go was like 195.3. So certainly now able to make that weight. Crick in on a leg. Miller tries a standing cradle. Comes up under the arm. Puts Miller onto his back, and he pins him. 1 minute and 17 seconds, the time of the fall for Micah Miller. That'll put the Shamokin Indians on the scoreboard. 19-6 now in favor of the Braves. We are back at 2:20 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Celebrate with W&L Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. When you get a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
When you lease or purchase your Subaru at W&L, we will match the $250 Subaru donation.
Plus, only at W&L will you find financing as low as 1.9% for 72 months on all 2020 Subaru models.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Offer ends 12/31/19. For well-qualified applicants only and cannot be combined. See W&L Subaru for complete details.
And we are back, and while you were away, Adam Young took care of business in just 9 seconds with a fall over Nate Yost, so the Braves are up by the score of 25-6. I mean, he just picked him up and put him right on his back. That was all she wrote. 220 pounds at 285 pounds, Josh Supsik, a sophomore for the Braves, getting his first start against sophomore Garrett Kitchen. Is that correct? Let me make sure. Garrett Kitchen? Yep. All right. And we are underway. Josh, the son of former Shikellamy head coach Johnny Supsik. Saw Johnny here, came in to see Josh wrestle. Both wrestlers reaching like they're told not to. Now they tie up. Break apart. Supsik has Kitchen backing away as he tries to tie up on the head. Break apart again.
Come on, Josh. Josh, score.
Tie up, break apart, tie up again. This is definitely the dance of two inexperienced heavyweights. Just swiping at the heads, dancing around, break apart, tie up again. Kitchen tries to bump the arm of Supsik up. Supsik, arm drag attempt. That is the end of the first period. It is scoreless. Josh Supsik of Shikellamy and Garrett Kitchen of Shamokin. What are we doing here? We're going to start the second period. Referee's down position. Kitchen of Shamokin on the bottom. Supsik from the left side picks an ankle, breaks him down. Flattens Kitchen down. Working on the left arm. Comes up under the arm. Kitchen trying to knee slide to his base. Supsik keeps all the pressure in the upper body, looking for a half Nelson on the left side. Kitchen again trying to knee slide up on the right side. Supsik has him flat on the mat. Oh, Supsik. All right. Supsik looked like he had him going over, but apparently what he had was his hand up under the headgear of the Shamokin wrestler, who gets a one-point technical violation against Supsik just as he was rolling him over. So we'll start back in the middle. Supsik breaks Kitchen down. Arms aren't quite long enough to get up and get on the side of his head, so he got his finger caught up under the headgear. Breaks Kitchen down again. Well, had him over onto his side a little bit. Kitchen fighting. Supsik half Nelson left. Kitchen back to his knees. Supsik right side, picks an ankle. Kitchen stays on all four. Not able to get that ankle picked. Kitchen on all fours. Supsik under the arm. Oh, he's got to watch. He almost locked his hands. They stand and go off the edge of the mat. 1-0 lead for Garrett Kitchen of Shamokin on the technical violation. Supsik tries to pick an ankle. Kitchen, just like the kitchen table, stays on all fours. Substic's got to be careful. He just about locked his hands two times now underneath. Breaks Kitchen down. Kitchen back to his knees. 15 seconds. Kitchen on his knees. Substic on the left side. Kitchen turns. Substic takes the leg, and they go off the edge of the mat with 4 seconds to go. Looks like the Braves junior high up 24-12 over on mat number two. Going to go up some more. Just got another win over there. Can this be right? 60-27 in favor of Williamsport. Wow. And finally, with the locked hands. That was inevitable. Yeah, he does. That's a soccer player. Wrists up. What did I do? You locked your hands, son. 2-0. The lead for Garrett Kitchen. Did absolutely nothing in that period. Leads by two. He'll start the third period on their feet. Trying to get the collar ties, and now they finally do. Kitchen in the leg of Supsic, elevates the leg into the air, breaks him to the mat. 2-point takedown, and more as he puts Supsic to his back, and he pins him. 2:28. 2:28 of the third period. The fall for Garrett Kitchen, 25-12 now in favor of the Braves, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit seCV.com/TiVo to learn more.
All right, so here's where we're at. 285 pounds, Garrett Kitchen for Shamokin gets the fall, 25-12. 106 pounds in all of Northumberland County. We can't come up with anybody that weighs 106 pounds, double forfeit. 113 pounds, Damian Wolf, who was at 120, comes to the table. I believe he weighed in at 113. He has a mask on, so they got to check and make sure it's really him. So is that what we're doing? Okay. I was thinking he wasn't going to be able to be there till later in the season, but at any rate, Damian Wolf, senior for the Braves, and it's Reese Alleman. Okay. And Wolf takes Alleman down, puts him right to his back. He's got Alleman in trouble. Referee down looking. Wolf steps across. And he pins him. 18 seconds it takes Damian Wolf for his 113-pound debut. All right, so now we're at 31-12 in favor of the Braves, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, WKOK.com, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back. Good news is Shiklemy has a 113-pounder. Bad news is they now don't have a 120-pounder. Forfeit to Wade Alleman, 31-18 in favor of the Braves. We move to 126 where we see Arthur Scoff, a sophomore for the Braves, at 1-3 against Colin Baza. Baza with a takedown on Scoff. They go off the edge of the mat. Baza, a kid that's been around for a few years, showing his experience. He's a junior, one of the upperclassmen on this team, only
one junior and one senior for Shamokin. Scoff stands, posts the hands, escapes, 2-1, underhooks on the right side. They go off the edge of the mat. On their feet, Baza, misdirection, loses the leg. Scoff, Russian hook on the left arm. Still on their feet. Duck under attempt by Scoff and off the edge of the mat. That was a nice attempt. Baza, taller, looks pretty good size in the upper body. Pretty impressive looking young man. Scoff with the underhook. High ankle pick, or high knee pick, excuse me. Baza sits and turns. Back in the center, Baza on the attack. Scoff retreats, underhooks. And again, they go off the edge of the mat. Again, they lock up head to head. Baza in on a leg. Scoff sprawls. Breaks Baza down, circles around, traps a near leg. 2-point takedown for Art Scoff. He leads 3-2. Baza turns in underneath, looking for a leg. Scoff breaks him down. That is the end of the first period. 3-2 lead for Shikellamy's Arthur Scoff. Now, looking over at the Central Mountain Williamsport match, they show the scores being 90-27. I hardly think that's correct. Braves Junior High, 54-24. They are beating Shamokin. Second period wrestling. Scoff starts down on the mat, stands and escapes. He leads 4-2, goes after Baza. A little wild there. Baza whizzes. Scoff steps over on him, and they go off the edge of the mat. Whoa. That could have gone one of three ways. Off the edge of the mat was best for both. Scoff in deep on a single. Sits Baza down. Baza tries to snake around. Scoff has the leg. Picks up on it. Turns. Steps across on Baza. Baza power half across the body, the only thing keeping him from the takedown. Trying to power Scoff over. Sits back in on him. Scoff sits, turns, comes around to the rear, and 2-point takedown. Arthur Scoff gets a little high. Baza pulls the arm, pulls him over top, stays in control, picks a near ankle, breaks Baza down. Cross face by Scoff. And we're going to get a warning for stalling on Scoff. Scoff had the ankle trapped up underneath, and the rule says you got to leave it go in 5 seconds or you're going to get warned. That's what happened. 6-2 lead for Arthur Scoff. Scoff with the tight waist. Baza fights to his knees. Scoff picks an ankle. Baza sits back in. Scoff. Bar on the left side, going to reinforce it. Baza stands. Scoff lets him up. 26 seconds. Can't do that. Got to finish on top now. Baza looks for a leg. Scoff snaps him down, circles to the rear. 2-point takedown, so it worked out. 8-3. Now you got to finish on top with just 8 seconds to go. He grinds Baza. Baza to his knees trying to clear the hands. That is the end of the second period. 8-3 lead for Arthur Scoff. Boy, he's looking good here today.
Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Baza on the bottom. Oh, nice switch by Baza for a two-point reversal. Hit that quick. Got to be ready. Scoff to his feet. Posts the hands, one-point escape. Art Scoff. Russian hook left by Scoff. Baza looks for a leg. Scoff blocks and comes up under the arm. Baza uses the arm to dump near arm, far leg. Two-point takedown, and he turks the legs. He's got Scoff in some trouble. He's trying to put him in that bottom leg cradle. Scoff gets big. 9-7 with a minute 20 to go. Scoff with the lead. Scoff to his knees. Baza grapevines the left leg, breaks him down. Working close to the edge of the mat. Baza cross face. Scoff pulls it over top. Posts it. Sits. Trying to turn. Baza, that leg sunk in deep. Now Scoff has Baza on his hip. Trying to buck him over top and does. 1 point escape. Actually, Scoff got away there. He should have. Oh! Scoff with an ankle pick. Baza with the ankle pick. Scoff sprawls. Cross faces, and they go off the edge of the mat with 16 seconds. Wow, Scoff in the first two periods dominant. All of a sudden, starting to give up some takedowns and letting Colin Baza right back in this match. Can't do that. Now Baza looking for a big move. Takes the arm, throws Scoff. Headlocks him to the mat. Two-point takedown, and he put him on his back. Scoff rolls him through. He's got two, and he puts Colin Baza on his back. Oh, boy. All right, now we got to sort this out. I think Art Scoff is going to win. All right, so, yeah, the referee over here saying 4-4. That's what I saw, too. So it is 14-11. 14-11 as agreed to by the scorers. Arthur Scoff skims a few years off of the life of the Braves fans here, but they now lead 34-14. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hey everyone, now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
And we are back, 132 pounds. Caleb Yoder, a sophomore for the Braves. Sophomore Tyler Worry. Worry with a quick takedown on Yoder, leads 2-0. Cross-facing Yoder, trying to put him over under his back. He's got the leg turked. Yoder staying on his stomach. And we got potentially dangerous hold on Caleb Yoder, on Tyler Worry. Caleb Yoder gets up, sprints back into the middle. He's set. So it looks like 138. Shemokin doesn't have anybody. Who do we have left at 145?
145 is going to be Semko.
Okay, so Colton Semko will be in at 145. Worry grapevines the right leg of Yoder. Yoder trying to pull the legs out, slip out the back. And a real strong leg ride by Worry. He's making up for it by with viciously cross-facing Caleb Yoder. Yoder swims back to his knees, looks for a head. And Worry with a double grapevine breaks Yoder down again. Yoder trying to turn in on Worry. Worry rolls him back through to his stomach. And a 2-0 lead for Tyler Worry after one period of wrestling. All right, they've corrected the score over on the, I assume they've corrected the score on the Central Mountain Williamsport match, and it looks like Central Mountain up 33-13. I didn't think that Williamsport had scored 70. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Shiklemy's Caleb Yoder on the bottom. He stands where he breaks him down. Yoder on all fours, Worry from the left side. Yoder stands and turns, and a two-point reversal right at Matt's edge. Yoder had been trying to work that all through the first period, finally gets it now, 2-on-1. Goes 1-on-1, Worry to his knees. Yoder, tight waist. Worry, wrist roll. Steps over. Yoder rolls him through, stays in control. And they go off the edge of the mat. Worry looks like he's worn down. Looks like the Braves are in a little better condition than the Shamokin Indians. Worry set, Yoder on top. 1:04 to go in the second. Worry, a quick sit. Yoder takes the arm, breaks him back to his stomach. Yoder has Worry flat. Looking for a near wrist. Yoder with a tight waist breaks Worry back down. And they go off the edge of the mat. Seconds to go. We are tied at 2. 19 seconds in the second period. No restart. Worry tries to come to his feet. Standing switch. Yoder going to get hit with a locked hands call. Worry pulls the arm in. Pulls the leg in, turns, and wow, a three-point move for Tyler Worry. So he's got the one lock hands, a two reversal, 5-2. That period belonged to Caleb Yoder, except for the last 18 seconds. Third period start, down on the mat. Yoder on top with the optional start. Doesn't get away. Where he turns in, takes the legs. Wow. If you're going to do that, better get your legs out of the way. That's not what happened. And a two-point reversal for Worry. Yoder takes the leg that Worry's trying to sneak in there, pulls it up, gets a two-point reversal. 7-4. Wants to let him up. You got to let him up. Now he does. Shoots in on the legs. Got to let him up in the middle, not at the mat's edge. Wasting time. 8-4 lead for Worry. Back in the center. Worry, breathing heavy, hands on the hips. Tap and go, double leg takedown by Worry. Two-point takedown, one-point escape. Double overhook puts Yoder to his back, and he pins him. So Tyler Wary with a five-minute fall on Caleb Yoder, 34-24. In favor of the Braves, Draper Buck will receive a forfeit. It'll make it 40-24. And when we come back, we'll have the final bout of the morning. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this, this is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
And we are back. 40-24, the Braves going to put this one in the bag. Final match of the morning. Colton Semko, sophomore for the Braves against Wolfgang Pearson. Pearson is a senior for the Shamokin Indians. Pearson in wants a leg. Semko takes the head. And Pearson with a takedown. They go off the edge of the mat. Pearson, tight waist, riding right side. Deep tight waist. Semko to his knees. Pearson puts on the collar on the right side. Rolls Semko back to the mat. Semko switch, trying to switch. Pearson, limp arms out. Semko with the leg. Square. Pearson, three-quarter Nelson. Semko clears that. They come to their feet, one-point escape for Colton Semko. 2-1 lead for Wolfgang Pearson. As I mentioned, the Braves taking on Central Mountain next and then finishing up with Williamsport. We will not have those matches on air as the NFL has decided to play all day today. So NFL will be on News Radio 1070 WKOK pretty much for the rest of the day. That is the end of the first period. 2-1 lead for Wolfgang Pearson of Shamokin. Braves will be back in action next weekend when they travel down to Conestoga High School for their holiday tournament. Real tough tournament down there too. I won't talk to you again for 3 weeks when the Braves are at Line Mountain for their duel. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Semko sits, tries to pull the arm of Wolfgang over top. Pearson with a tight waist stays in control. Semko sits again. Trying to clear the hands. Short sit comes out. 1 point escape. We're tied at two. Semko looks for a leg. Pearson flees. Is Semko shooting on that back leg? Shoot for the front leg, Semko. Or Colton. Now Pearson looks for a leg. Semko with a double. Last second wizard by Wolfgang Pearson to avoid it as they are close to the edge of the mat. Pearson has that Whizzer sunk in deep. And they will go off the edge of the mat. Nice double leg shot on the part of Colton Semko. Just didn't get it finished. 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Do it again, Cole. Do it again. Good shot.
Locked up. But I want to tell you what, Wolfgang Pearson at 145, he's a specimen. He is really slapped together. Badgering the upper body of Semko. Semko, oh, gets off the edge of the mat. I mean, Pearson, there was nothing pretty about that. He just beat the head of Colton Semko, snapped him down, circled around. That is the end of the second period, tied at two. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Wolfgang Pearson of Shamokin down on the mat. And who's, oh, Semko going to get caution. Looks like the junior high match is over. Didn't see the final score, but the Braves were way ahead. Wolfgang stands, turns. Semko hangs onto the leg. Wolfgang trying to cross face the arms away. Semko to his knees. Tied at two. Semko splits the legs. Wolfgang rolls away. 1 point escape. Wolfgang Pearson. Chickling Braves Junior High with their new uniforms, the t-shirt style. Low ankle pick by Semko. Wolfgang tries to get across the mat. Semko hanging on to that low ankle. Just about had the far leg. Now comes back the opposite way. Pearson sits. 2 point takedown for Colton Semko. 105 to go. He's got a 1 point lead. Breaks Wolfgang Pearson to the mat. Working him hard. Driving him into the mat. Pearson back to his knees. Semko chops off on the arm, breaks him down. Wolfgang Pearson gets small, comes to his knees again. Pearson trying to get to his feet. Semko grapevines the right leg, getting a little sloppy with that leg right. He falls off. Oh, falls off right to his back. Oh. Oh, man, oh, man. 5 points plus another three. And Wolfgang Pearson, tough. He's going to pin him. .447. Semko had him. Semko had him. Got sloppy. Well, that'll make the final score 40-30 in favor of the Braves. So the Braves will improve to 1-1. Shamokin drops to 0-2. And we'll be back with a wrap-up right after this. You're listening to Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, WKOK.com, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murrayshevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
The appliance pros at Peter's Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peter's Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back to the Lockoff Gymnasium, where the Braves have just locked up a 40-30 win over the Shamokin High School Indians. I thought that these two teams would be very competitive. Unfortunately, way too many forfeits, but the Braves come away with that win. I don't believe we're going to get Coach Pete Solomon. There's just too much going on here. If either of the teams have JVs, they'll be bringing them out. I believe the Braves Junior High won. I did not see the final score right now. We have some Junior High JV matches going on. And it appears 42-17 the final score, Central Mountain beating Williamsport on the mat across the gym from us. So the format's going, lots of action, lots and lots of action. There's still going to be a lot more coming. The Braves will be taking on Central Mountain here in just a few minutes. Let's take a look at how things went off here this morning. We started off at 152 pounds. Cade Balestrini, who weighed in at 145, bumped up to take on Maximus Madden. Madden, a sophomore. I want to tell you what, this kid's going to be something. You got to watch him. 4-0, though. Balestrini with a win put the Braves on top 3-0. Gage Wolf. Wolf getting back into his groove. Wolf is best when he is moving forward. He moved forward on Brian Long. Brian Long, very gamey, but it was Wolf with a 9-1 win. The Braves are up 7-0. 170 pounds. Baron Emmerich looked really good against Robert Harvey. Harvey able to stay with him somewhat in the first period, but it was Emmerich with a 3-minute and 58-second fall to put the Braves up 13-0. At 182 pounds, Gage Ashton gets his first win of the season against Brock Nye. Ashton came out, took Nye down, pinned him in 53 seconds, and put the Braves up with a score of 19-0. 195 pounds, Shamokin gets on the scoreboard for the first time. Logan Crick, freshman for the Braves, getting his first ever start against junior Micah Miller. Miller with a 1-minute and 17-second fall on the Braves youngster. 19-6 in favor of the Braves. 220 pounds, Adam Young. I don't know if he even had, I took him longer to get his warm-up off than he wrestled. 9-second fall for Young. Pinned Nate Yost, 25-6 in favor of the Braves. 285, Josh Supsic gets his first start. He was in the match with Garrett Kitchen throughout, but it was Kitchen, once he got Supsic over, pinned him in 428. 25-12. Double forfeit at 106. 113 pounds. Damian Wolf drops from 120. Puts his name in as the Braves 113 pounder. Gets an 18-second fall over Reese Alleman, 31-12 in favor of the Braves at 120. The Braves had a forfeit to Wade Alleman. 31-18 in favor of Shikalimi. 126, Arthur Scoff really looked good this afternoon. Up to the second period, third period looked like he kind of took some time off, but came away with a win thanks to a, there was a two-point takedown, two-point near fall for Baza, two-point reversal, two-point near fall, which looked like two brothers rolling around the living room at the end. 14-11, Scoff with a win, 34-18 in favor of the Braves. 132 pounds, Caleb Yoder and Tyler Wary, a couple of sophomores. It was Wary with a 5-minute fall over Yoder. 138 pounds, Draper Buck
of Shikellamy receiving the forfeit, and at 145 pounds, Colton Semko. Boy, he had this. But it was Wolfgang Pearson coming away with a fall, 447. The final score, again, 40-30 in favor of the Shikellamy Braves. Well, now we await the start of the next round of duels. Lots of JV wrestling going on here, which is great that these guys that don't necessarily get the start get some action. And again, probably about eight young ladies here, and it looks like several of them getting matches here too. So that's a good look all around. Lots of wrestling here on the floor of the Lockup Gymnasium. Braves still have two more matches if you're planning on coming out to see them. Now would be a good time. We will not be here for those two matches. As I said, NFL football on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, from the Lockup Gym, where again the final score, Shikellamy 40, Shamokin 30. The Braves will be back in action next Friday and Saturday at the Conestoga Tournament. And I will talk to you again in 3 weeks when Shikellamy competes in the Line Mountain Duels. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year. Hey, Lynn Hall did a great job, didn't she? Pushing all the right buttons high atop our Blue Hill Studios. This is Steve Williams inviting you back again when the Braves throw it down on the Resolate. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good morning.